We haven't talked about diet. What were the orthodoxies on diet at Glasgow and Dundee?
I think at that time we were still really talking about carbohydrate portions. And at that stage, the importance of fat in the diet had certainly not been realised. And I think we were maybe feeding people on the wrong things, because if people were rationed in the amount of carbohydrate that they had, then they used to fill up more with fatty food, and that was considered to be acceptable. And it's difficult to remember just when it was that the importance of fat in the diet and coronary artery disease and generalized atherosclerosis, which, I mean, is a huge problem in diabetes anyway. And there was a time when people suddenly thought, help, we are actually making our diabetic patients have more problems with vascular disease because we're feeding them on the wrong diets, because it was carbohydrates and blood sugar that had been the thing in the beginning. And going back, interestingly, to Professor Randall, he had early had this idea that it was fatty acid cycle was something to do with diabetes. And but I should think it was during my time at Dundee that we began to realise that we should not be concentrating completely on the carbohydrate on the diet, but thinking also about the amount of fat, and certainly saturated fat.
And tell me about getting your next job.
Well, the next job was always going to be a bit of a problem, because the move to consultant, and at that time, certainly as a female, it was quite difficult to get a consultant post. I mean, people say there was no female discrimination. There clearly was. One job I wasn't even shortlisted for, and somebody in my class who'd been much lower down the academic scale than me, he was interviewed for it. I said, well, I don't understand that. He says, well, they didn't want a woman. That's why they didn't put you on the shortlist. Various other jobs I was interviewed for and I didn't get, including one where they said, you'll be glad we didn't give you this job someday because you're not much too good for it, and that's not something you want to be told when you've just not got a job you wanted. And then, originally, I had applied for every job in Scotland that was going, but the next year I thought, well, I'll have to start looking at nice bits of England. I went to Chester for an interview, didn't get that job. The next one I went to was Gloucester, and I thought, well, I won't get this one either. There was somebody there from New Zealand, come all the way from New Zealand to be interviewed for this job. I thought, well, he's going to get it, which was fine, so I just interviewed completely naturally. One of the questions I was asked was, why did I think there was discrimination against women in medicine? And I said, well, you're the men, you should know the answer. And I was absolutely gobsmacked when they came and said I'd got the job. I think it was because they were looking for somebody to do big diabetic clinics, and I'd been in the habit of doing big diabetic clinics, and I don't know that the others had been. Anyway, I got the job, and that was my move to Gloucester, which turned out to be a very nice part of England to live in, and a start of a very happy and productive consultant job. In fact, what I discovered afterwards, that one of the consultants on the interview committee, his daughter was at that stage a final year medical student, and I think that that's part of his reasoning for asking the question and obviously being interested in seeing women making progress in medicine.